For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Details are still being worked out for the woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of assaulting her. She'll tentatively testify at a Senate committee hearing on Thursday. KPIX TV reporter Andrea Borba.
Sandra Mendler is the sister-in-law of Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, the professor accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault in the 1980s. Sandra says her letter to Representative Anna Eshoo was meant to be confidential.
But when her identity leaked out, she decided to own it as her story.
Sandra says the research psychologist and biostatistician is a generous, caring mother and friend. But after her identity was outed on Sunday, she took it on as her duty to make sure the Senate also considered her allegations in Kavanaugh's confirmation process.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000 or visit TII1.com.
The Department of Agriculture is recalling hundreds of pounds of jerky. John Clemens reports.
The ready-to-eat teriyaki beef jerky products may contain extraneous material, specifically small pieces of hard metal. Foreign matter was found in a 4-ounce plastic pouch labeled Bucky's Hill Country Brand Teriyaki Beef Jerky by consumer last week. Officials have tracked the material back to Junior Smokehouse Processing Plant in El Campo, Texas. Consumers who have purchased these products are being warned not to consume them. I'm John Clemens.
If immigrants use Medicaid, food stamps, or other forms of public assistance, they may be denied green cards. It's a new proposal from the Trump administration. Jackie Vimo is with the National Immigration Law Center.
I think it's important to note that this is not a done deal. At this point, this is a proposal. And I'm sure that members of Congress and members of the public are going to have a lot to say in the coming weeks about this proposal.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission filed a lawsuit alleging that Walmart has violated federal law by discriminating against pregnant workers. Pregnant employees were not given the chance to participate in a company program that allowed light-duty lifting while other workers with lifting restrictions were accommodated at Walmart Distribution Center in Menominee, Wisconsin. The suit was filed on behalf of Alyssa Gillum, who worked at the Walmart in Wisconsin from 2014 to 2017. Gillum requested light-duty transfer after she became pregnant in 2015, but the company denied it, continuing to require her to lift heavy items. The nation is expecting an explosion of dementia and Alzheimer's cases in the coming decades. In fact, the burden of those diseases is expected to double by the year 2060. With more on the story, here's John Clemens.
That burden is expected to grow by almost 14 million, meaning by the year 2060, it will impact 417 million people. Hispanic Americans will have the largest projected increase due to population growth, although because of the relative size of the population, non-Hispanic whites will have the largest total number of Alzheimer's cases. Officials say an early diagnosis is key to helping those cope with the memory loss, navigate the healthcare system, and how to best plan for the best care in the future. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News,